This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, in for Cynthia Canty. Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta recently reported on the state Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments about whether indigent defendants have the right to their own court-appointed experts. In this case, the defendant wanted a DNA expert.
DNA evidence was the key to convicting Johnny Ray Kennedy of a 20-year-old murder. Kennedy's DNA was in a state repository because he was already convicted of two other murders. Kennedy asked for a court-appointed DNA expert to be part of his legal team to help with the cross-examination of the state's DNA expert. The judge said no, that it was up to Kennedy's defense lawyer to uncover holes in the state's case. The Michigan Supreme Court is asking both sides to argue whether the judge's decision violated Kennedy's constitutional right to due process.
These kinds of questions get to the heart of the mission of the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission. Its purpose is to work to ensure the state's public defense system is fair, cost-effective, and constitutional. Thomas Boyd is a 55th District Court judge and a member of the commission, and he joins us now. Interesting question. How fair and cost-effective is it for an indigent defendant to get an expert witness paid for by taxpayer dollars?
Well, Lester, let me just say at the outset that I'm not really going to be commenting on that case that's before the Supreme Court for lots of reasons I'm sure you can understand. But I want to convey to you and to your audience that the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission was created to establish minimum standards for every indigent defense system. So that's every county and every town in the state should have a system that provides constitutionally effective defense to people who can't afford their own lawyer. What we mean by constitutionally effective defense is spelled out through various court cases, United States Supreme Court cases. In specific response to your question, I can tell you that the first four minimum standards recommended by the Indigent Defense Commission include access to investigators and experts. So every local system, every county, every city that has a court would need to establish a plan that includes how they're going to make available experts to defendants. So it's very reasonable to require it. And moving forward, each local indigent criminal defense system will need to provide a plan that does provide independent experts and investigators to criminal defendants.
Well, let's talk about the practicalities just for a second, because in some cases you could see the expert witness list and costs go up dramatically. And not all counties have enough money to pay for public defense now. How would that be accomplished?
Two really important points. First, all increased expenditures as a result of meeting minimum standards will be paid for by the state. The counties are going to have to meet the same payment level, the same expenditure level they were paying the average of the 3 years prior to 2013 when the Indigent Defense Commission was created. So there won't be any additional local spending. The second is the United States Supreme Court has articulated this rule in terms of reasonableness. So, for instance, in 1984, in Strickland versus Washington, the United States Supreme Court said that counsel has a duty to make reasonable investigations or to make a reasonable decision that makes a particular investigation unnecessary. So it's not every investigator, every expert, chase every, stray dog to its home. It's a reasonable determination of what investigations need to be made and don't need to be made, and every local system has to provide a plan which will do that in every case.
Let's get an update. We've talked before about the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission's work and their advice to the legislature. Have we seen any of the recommendations that the commission has made embraced by the legislature at this point, and where do you go after the first four items are taken care of?
We had a little bit of a hiccup. The original Indigent Defense Commission Act of 2013 called for the Michigan Supreme Court to review the rules and then pass on their constitutionality effectively. When that was asked of the court early last year, the court basically pointed out some constitutional defects in that approach. The order from the Supreme Court pointing out these constitutional defects asked the legislature to fix the defects and change the approval process for the minimum standards. The legislature did that at the close of 2016. So where we are now is under that amended act. These first four minimum standards have been submitted to the director of the Michigan State Department of Licensing Regulatory Affairs. She has them now, and actually we anticipate fairly soon we'll be approving those standards. Once she approves them, every local system has 180 days to develop a plan which complies with those minimum standards.
So this is going forward even with that hiccup. You've made good progress, it sounds like.
We haven't. Honestly, the court was right. We had just never looked at it from their perspective. the legislature acted promptly to fix the problem, and we're back in business again. The answer to your second question is the Indigent Defense Commission, just within the last 30 days, issued three more minimum standards for public comment.
Can you give us a quick description of those three minimum standards?
The three standards just suggested by the Indigent Defense Commission are independence from the judiciary, workload, and qualifications. The first means that it shouldn't be the court that determines how far a defense can go in one direction or another. The court literally should be the official in the playing field, not approving the budget of one of the combatants in the field. Workload just means, as the United States Supreme Court said in Strickland, the mere presence of a lawyer at trial is not enough to satisfy the constitutional commands. So you have to have a lawyer who has the time and, seventh standard closely related, the qualifications, the experience, to actually defend that defendant in that case. So with these three additional standards, the Indigent Defense Commission is asking local systems to, you know, really intensify the supervision and the product, the talents of the lawyers assigned to indigent defendants to assure constitutionally competent counsel.
The state is going to have to pay for this additional cost. Is there any indication that there's the mood in the legislature to, you know, include that in appropriations or the budget this year?
Well, you know, we look back at when Public Act 93 of 2013 that created the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission was passed. It was something like 106 to nothing in the Michigan House. And it included the fact that new spending would be necessary. New spending would be paid for by the state legislature. Obviously, the devil's in the details. And when they're looking at real dollars and real plans to implement these minimum standards, I'm sure there'll be tough questions and perhaps some dissent. However, if you look at the political spectrum, both on the right and the left, people believe that the constitutional rights need to be protected. People believe in the right to a fair trial. People believe in convicting the guilty party, not only because it's the right thing to do, but because if they convict someone who's not guilty, the guilty party is still out there. So not only is it a constitutional imperative, but it's the right thing to do from both a moral and a fiscal perspective.
That's Judge Thomas Boyd. He's a member of the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission. Thanks for talking with us.
Anytime, Lester. Thank you.